Welcome to Winning English, the video and newsletter that help your English shine through the use of idioms, slang, and cultural references. Today, words and phrases for when you are stressed out and going on vacation. Before I get started, I want to remind you to please hit that subscribe button below. That way you won't miss a single episode. Thanks. Hi everyone, I want to start with a short announcement. I'll be on vacation next week, so look for the next edition of Winning English on August 12th. In the meantime, you can review some of my prior editions. I have a link to a handy list in the newsletter. Enjoy! Thinking about vacation inspired me to make this entire video about words and phrases for taking a break from work. Let's get into it. By the way, in the United States, we call our time away from work a vacation. Other kinds of English call it a holiday. They both mean the same thing. A slang word for vacation is vacay. Work can be stressful and tiring, so we all need a break from time to time. There are many ways to describe this feeling. Perhaps you've been swamped at work. You're stressed out and running on fumes. Maybe you just need to unplug and get away from it all. I hope you're able to get some R&R. As you can tell, there are many words and phrases for times when you are ready for a break. To be swamped means that you are very, very busy. A swamp is a watery and muddy area that's filled with plants. Picture trying to walk through a swamp. It would be very hard and tiring. Sometimes work is like that. You've likely heard the phrase stressed out before. It means that you are feeling a lot of pressure. It's okay to just say stressed, by the way, but we often add out for emphasis. To be running on fumes is an analogy from gas or diesel engines. Fumes are the gases that come off of fuel. You can smell fumes. Even when the engine is completely out of fuel, there are still some fumes left in the engine. It will run for a little while longer, but it is about to shut down. When you're running on fumes, you're ready for a rest. When you need to unplug, it means you need to disconnect from everyday life, as if you are a machine unplugging from the electricity in a wall socket. To unplug has an additional meaning too. It means that you don't use the internet or social media either. You really try to ignore every part of the everyday world. To get away from it all is a common way to say that you want to travel for a vacation. The all is everything that is stressing you out. Finally, R&R is simply a short way to say rest and relaxation. There are also many words and phrases for the kinds of trips you can take. For example, perhaps you will take a staycation. This word combines the words vacation and to stay. In other words, your vacation will not involve traveling to a different town. Perhaps you will rest at home or do some things in your hometown. However, maybe you're ready to take off and hit the road. Maybe you'll fly somewhere or just take a road trip. You might choose to hit the beach or go to a city and hit the town. Whatever you choose, you'll have to decide how much money to spend. Maybe you'll travel on a shoestring, or maybe you can afford to spare no expense. If you are ready to take off, it means you want to leave for vacation soon. Note that planes take off from airports, but this phrase doesn't necessarily mean you will be flying for your vacation. To hit the road has a similar meaning. It means you are leaving where you are to travel somewhere else. No, you're not actually hitting anything with your fist or a bat. It's actually kind of strange that we use this verb now that I think about it. Note that this phrase doesn't necessarily mean you will be driving. You might be flying. However, if you take a road trip, you will definitely be driving somewhere. Usually on a road trip, you stop several times to look at interesting sights along the way. To hit the beach simply means to go to the beach. Again, you're not actually hitting anything. It's the same with to hit the town. This simply means you are going out to restaurants or bars or shows in a city, usually at night. The word town is used humorously in this phrase, as if this city is a small place. To travel on a shoestring means that you will spend as little money as possible. A shoestring is simply another word for shoelaces, which are the strings we use to tie shoes onto our feet. How this came to be applied to budgets and spending money is very unclear. Sometimes we just never know. To spare no expense means you will spend as much money as you want to. When we spare something, we protect it and save it. An expense is something you pay for. So if you spare no expense, you won't protect your money, and instead you'll spend it on anything. There are many different kinds of vacations. Sometimes we like to have a little bit of adventure and get off the beaten track. Other times we just like to kick back, maybe catch some rays and soak up some sun, and then cool off with a dip in the pool. Personally, I like a bit of both. Picture a dirt trail through a forest. The people that walked through that forest before have pressed down or beaten down the plants and leaves so that you can see the trail. But perhaps you want to explore. You want to get off the beaten track. In other words, you want to go where others have not gone before. To kick back means to relax, usually by sitting in a chair or lying down. For example, you could kick back in a hammock on the beach. See a photo of a hammock in the newsletter. A ray of sunshine is what we sometimes call the light from the sun. Sometimes we call it a sunbeam, too. When we are catching some rays, it means that we are relaxing in the sunshine, usually by lying down. Think of it as if you are catching sunbeams with your skin. The other phrase, to soak up some sun, has a similar meaning. Think of your skin as a sponge that is absorbing sunlight. Finally, to take a dip in the pool means to go swimming. A dip, though, is usually more casual and relaxed than actual swimming. If you are taking a dip, you are not exercising. Personally, I think one of the best parts of traveling is coming home. It feels good to return to your familiar, comfortable place after time in unfamiliar places. When you get home, it's common to say, "Home, sweet home." You can also say, "There's no place like home." Home, sweet home is probably easy to understand. Sweet things are usually good, so home is good. There's no place like home might be a bit trickier. What it means is that home is the best place in the world. No place is better than it is. By the way, perhaps you've heard of the movie The Wizard of Oz. In that story, Dorothy uses "there's no place like home" as a magic phrase to get herself back to Kansas. Yes, home can be that nice sometimes. I have a link to a YouTube video of that scene in the newsletter. Thanks for being part of Winning English. Remember that I have additional content in the newsletter. This time I discuss economic research on different countries that shows how many hours people work each year. Mexicans and Colombians work the most of all. People from the US work more than the average, while Germans and the Dutch work the fewest number of hours. Look in the newsletter for more. Please like, comment on, and share this video. Also, make sure to follow Winning English on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. If you really like Winning English, please do me a favor. Tell a friend about it. I'm trying to grow this service, and you can really help me out. Also, I don't currently charge for this service, so consider making a donation through Patreon. I have a link in the show notes below. Thanks for watching, and talk soon. Thank you.